Lamed Aleph, just the last, the bottom Gemara on Lamed Aleph Beis. Again, the bottom Gemara was Omer Rabbi Yasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Says over the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that Shloisha Yein Hashem. There are three different types of wine that you can have from a goy that has three different halachas. Hey, Yayin Nesach, the first one is Yayin Nesach, Rashi says, and it's Nasdech Lavros Kechavim. That we know for sure a guy took this wine and he poured it or he mixed it in front of the Avodah Zarah. So such wine is also in the Yiraisa, it's also Bahano, like we dashed in the Psukim before, that Yayin Nesach is like a Zevach of a korban to a Avodah Zarah, it's Takruvas Avodah Zarah, which is also Bahano Kemes. So he says, it's also Bahano, Ometam Metuma Chamur Bekazayis, and it has Tuma like a mace also, just like a mace. Is Tomirashi says, Masa the oil is kemes, iskish takrubas avos kachovim lemes. Any takrubas, anything you used, you brought to worship the Avodah Zarah itself, has a locha like a mace, that has Tomas, Toma oil, and Masa, and the chiddush is bekazayis. Even though we're talking about wine over here, that usually wine is brevius, here the locha is bekazayis. And the third place, the fourth place, it says, Vinessa mitam takruvos mitam bekazayis kumoy zevach. Since takruvos we learn out from a zevach, so just like a zevach is a korban, which is meat. Meat is a shear of the kazayis. Here also yayin that we learn out from zevach also has a shear of the kazayis. Right. So this is the first one, yayin nesach. Now stam yenam means any wine you buy or a guy touched, even though. He was not menasechit. He did not pour it in front of the Avodah Zarah. That's called stam yenam. Like the Zman Azeh, all the wine we have from the goyim is called stam yenam. Today they do not. They are not menasech the wine, but still it's called stam yenam. Wine you receive from a goy. Halacha is osab hano. Poshin midrabonon. It's osab hano. And Rashi says mishum gzeiras yayin esach. The Rabbanan made Gzeira now, any wine that we have from a guy is also Bano. It's a Gzeira, just like wine that he was Menaseach, is also Bano. So Stam Yain is also Bano. But here there's a difference in the Tumah. On the Tumah, Tumas Mashkin Brevis. It only has a locha like a Rishon Vetumah. That means it's only Metama this wine, food. Other food, Oichel or Mashkin. But it's not Metama Adam. It has a locha like a Rishon Letumah, that's not Metama Odom V'Kelim, it's only Metama Oichlin O'Mashkin. And also here you need the shear of Revius. Like regular any other Mashke needs the shear of Revius. Now the third type of a locha is, what's going to be HaMafkid Yeinai Eitz Lovi Gachovim? A Jew has his wine that he gives it for a pikod and he tells the guy, please watch my wine for the day. So such a locha, when he gives it back to you, it's also bishtiyah. We'll have to understand why. You're not allowed to drink this wine anymore. But a mutabano, you're allowed to have a no, you're allowed to have enjoyment from this wine. Okay. Where you made a pikadon, you left your wine overnight by the guy. So it's a modern locha, it's also bishtiyah, but it's mutabano. So Tayyus asks the question why. Like a manashach. If we're afraid that he's echlufei, he'll change around the wine for his own wine, so it should be asa banar also. If you're afraid he'll drink from it, he'll touch it, it should be asa banar also. So how do you have this case that it's asa bishtiya, but it's muta banar? So it's v'yeshloima, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the time of the Yom Lekamon, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, he holds yayin shal Yisrael, shenoga b'yodik echogin, muta banar. He also knows, even if the Gutaka were afraid that the guy touched it, he was Mizayif, he did open up the barrel, and he put his hands, he touched the wine. But even though the guy touched the wine, that's a Yudhu Ben Maseiros Halacha, that it's still Mutu Bahano, it's only Yosef Ishtiyah. So Kitzur, that's this Halacha over here also, that we have to be afraid maybe the guy touched the wine, and therefore it's Yosef Ishtiyah. But Bahano, that's a Yudhu Ben Maseiros Halacha, it's Mutu Bahano. Right. Now the more is the question, is this true? This third halacha, the Yotznan, we learned like this. We have it, there's a Mishnah in Bechairos, that HaMafkid Peiros of Eitz Lovi Kechavim. If somebody deposits his Peiros, he has a bag of apples, a bag of wheat, by the guy overnight, the halacha is HaRehen Ke Peiros of Eitz Lovi Kechavim, L'Riya Solomaiser, that you have to be afraid that maybe the guy changed around this bag of wheat with his own bag of wheat. And maybe if it's Shemitah this year, maybe it's Shiras of Shemitah. And if it's Shalom of Maisa, you have to be afraid maybe Maisa was not taken. Like we're going to the Mount Yemen, my story said, Akum is not Mafkiya Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, even the parents of an Akum, you have to take off Trumas and Maisas. So it says here, if you deposit your bag of wheat by a guy, when you come and pick it up the next day, you have to be afraid maybe he changed it with his own bag. So here, why do you say if you deposit wine overnight, the next day it's Mutar B'Hanor? Why is it Mutar B'Hanor? You have to be afraid he exchanged it with his own wine. That's if you're going to say agrees that Stam Yenam is also B'Hanor. So here, why aren't we afraid he exchanged it for his own wine? So my answer is the case is Kegoyin Shiyachad Lo Keren Zovis. It's talking about that the guy gave you a special corner, a special closet, where to put your wine overnight. And Rashi says, Umosaloi Mafteach, the guy gave you the key to the closet. Or Yosachai, someone else you made a seal. So it's talking about now you have one seal. So since you have one seal, here we're not afraid the guy exchanged it. He did not exchange it. So therefore it's not called Stam Yenim. It's only your wine that was by the guy. Still, the loch riz will soon say it's also bishtia, but it's mutar b'hanor. So Gemara says, so Ihochi, the most question, Ihochi, if so, bishtia nami l'shtari? If so, the Gemara is, if we're talking about he gave him a Keren Zovis, and like Rashi says, he has the key, or he has the seal, so what are you afraid? It should be mutar bishtia also. It's the same wine you gave, he did not touch it, so it should be mutar bishtia, you should be able to drink it. The Gemara says, why? The Rabbi Yerkanon, Ikloi Leprud. Rabbi Yerkanon once went into the city called Prud. Rashi's Mokam, is this the place where Bar Kappara lived when he was alive? So he went into Prud. Amri said, Klum Yesh Mishnas Bar Kappara. Does anybody know the learning of Bar Kappara? There is, he was Nifta, but this is the place where he lived. Tona, they learned like this. Tona Leir of Tanchum, the Min Parud. He taught over like this, that Bar Kappara held, Hamafkid Yeno Yeslod Kechovim Mutter Vishtiya. So he held, yes, it's Taka Mutter Vishtiya. You're allowed to drink the wine. In this case, where you're Miyachid or closet, and he gave you the key, so you have one simin, it's Mutter Vishtiya. So on this, Rabbi Yechon said, Korilei called upon this tapasik of Mokum Sheepolates Shom Yehu. The place the tree fell, that's where it is. So Mora says, Shom Yehu, that's where it is, the tree fell down. That's where the fruits are. So Rashi explains here also, the place where the tzaddik lived, in other words, the makom where Bar Kappara lived, people know his learnings, his peris. So he went to that place where he lived, and he asked around, what is his shita? And the people of the Talmidim told him of what he held. Here we see that when you mafkid with a Keren Zoviet, it's mutter b'shtiya. Saka de b'yudagam b'seir hold, it's also b'shtiya. Where it says, Omer Rav Zeru Lakash, there's no question over here. I'll tell you, it's a machlokes. Hor Reb Lezer, Hor Rabbonin. It's a machlokes between Reb Lezer and the Rabbonin. Whether a chaisa seal helps or not, are we afraid that maybe the guy was Mazayif, changed, tore off the seal, and made a new one? The time you've learned like this. Echad alokeach, whether you buy, the echad aseicha, whether you rent. Bayis bechaserish lo dikhovim. You rent or you bought one apartment in between other goyim in a chotzer where other goyim live there. O malei yayin, you filled up your courtyard with wine. O mafteach oichosim biyad Yisrael. So it's a question now. The goyim are walking by there. Are we afraid they will take one barrel and put back their own barrel of wine? So it says if you have a mafteach, if you have a key to that closet, or else you have a chosim, you have a seal on the barrels. So, Reb Lezer says, even with one seal, or with one mafteach, it's okay. We're not afraid a guy would be mezayif, take the wine, and be mezayif, try and make another seal. We're not afraid. With one seal, with one chosim, it's mutter. The chomim say no, still it's also. We're afraid that maybe the goyim will change it. Rashi says, the chomim, lastless king, you're not allowed to do this. Leave your wine by a guy, even though you have one seal or one key. The Yavid Rashi says, Shari Bano, Kedamin Liel. If you do this, so Mashmasoni Yachshash mid Rabbonin, so Rabbonin Roni Machmir Vishdiya, that you're not allowed to drink the wine, that was a view that says halacha before, but Bano it's Mutta. Lamaisa, you have one seal. Again, you put the wine by the guy in his closet, but he gave you the key, or else you have a seal over there. For such a case, the Rabbanan said you should not do this, but if you do it, it's also to drink the wine, but you have to be afraid this much. Maybe the goyim exchanged it, but pahano it's mutter. The Tosafot said also, since it's only us in the Rabbanan stam yedim, so Rabbanan were not that machmir. Therefore, it's enough to say it's also b'shtiya, but it's mutter bano. So the machlokes Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan is one schosim enough or not? Chamos. Omer Reb Chiya Brei. To Reb Chiya Ban Achmeni, Omer Reb Chizda, Omer Rav. V'yamri lo some say, Omer Reb Chizda, Omer Ziri. V'yamri lo some say, it was Omer Reb Chizda, Omer Li Abba, Bachomo, it was Abba Bachomo that told me this, that Hachi Yom Ziri, this is the way Ziri said, Halacha Reb Lezer, that we pass him like Reb Lezer, that it's Mutta, that with one seal, it's Mutta, and he even allowed to drink the wine. It's Mutta B'shtiya. One seal is enough. Omer Reb Lozer, so Lozer said this, Hakil Mishtamer B'chois Semechid argues a little bit and says like this, everything is washed with one seal, Chutz Min Hayayin, except wine. Because if you give a bottle of wine for a guy to deliver it home, to deliver it to somebody, so one seal is not enough. Any other thing, if you give him meat, so if you have one seal, it's okay. But wine, we have to be afraid, maybe the guy will break open and still be minasech the wine. Shein mishtam ebechay semechot. Wine is not enough with one seal, because the guy has a special taiva to do yayin esach. He has a special desire to take this wine and to minasech it. So not only we're afraid he's going to drink it, we're afraid he's going to be minasech it. Therefore, one seal is not enough. Well, some say that's what you need, two seals. Well, some say, right. Well, some talk about it, right? Rabbi Yechon Omar, afilu yayin mishtam b'chayis temech. He says no. Rabbi Yechon holds even wine. You can send a barrel of wine with a guy, even though there's only one seal on it. So, and he holds what? One seal is enough? We're not afraid the guy will be mizayif it. Take it apart. The Mar says, "Vloy tliga zol machlekes Reb Lezer Rabbi Yechonin." Hark, Reb Lezer, that Rabbi Yechonin says it's okay. It's mishtam goes according to Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer holds even by wine, one steel is enough. Hark, Rabbanin. And Rabbi Elazar said according to Rabbanan Shita that no, one seal is not enough by wine. So he's saying a kula that Rabbanan only said this by wine. By wine is a special taiva to make yayin esach. But by anything else, the Rabbanan also agree one seal is enough. Now he could hear me something like this. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says Hakil Mishdamer B'chaysim B'tayichaysim. That he said, no, everything needs like two seals. We'll soon see what this is. Chaysem b'tzei chaysem. That Reb Lozer said, HaKel, everything is watched with a seal in a second seal. Chutz min hayayin, he was the chumer here. Except, excluding wine, shein mishtam b'chaysem b'tzei chaysem. That wine, you cannot deliver wine with a guy, even though you have two seals on it. You still have to be afraid the guy will break off on both seals, and make yayin esach, and then return it, then deliver it. Rabbi Yechon Amar no, afilu yain mishtam b'chaysim b'tzei chaysim. That's halacha. That even wine is enough, but you have to have chaysim b'tzei chaysim. You have to have two seals. So here's mashma, anything you send with a guy, it's not enough one seal, you have to have two seals. If you send meat, or you send an airplane when you have the kosher food, you'll have to have, we'll soon say chaysim b'tzei chaysim. You'll have to have two seals. No, it's better. It's a double shmira. Sure, it's better. And the words according to this, they're both going according to Rabbanan Shita. That they both, that Rabbanan says one seal is not enough. One chaysim is not enough. You need two seals. So the machlokes is two seals enough for wine also? Or maybe no, for wine it's not enough. So kamashma for wine is enough. If tavayuk Rabbanan, mass of a one hole. Keep ligi rabbanon alei the Reb Lozer. When do rabbanon argue Reb Lozer b'chayis semech only by one seal? Aber b'chayis semotay chayis shari. Even by wine, they hold if you have two seals, we'll soon see what two seals are. It's enough by wine. Well, masav one of no afilu chayis semotay chayis semotar. No, that even when rabbanon argue, that means to argue even with two seals, even chayis semotay chayis still it's awesome. Now the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case of a chaysim b'tei chaysim? What is this that we say you need two seals, one seal is not enough? What is the case of choysim b'tei choysim? So Mora says, Omar Rova, agno de puma dichavita. If you take a basin and put it on top of a barrel, Rashi says, kopa mizra, al pichovius, and srika, you like, tach betidra, you cement it down, you glue it down, you make it tight around the barrel. So first of all, there's a tight cover on the barrel itself, and then on top of the whole barrel, you're putting another basin to smear, glue it down. So if so, the pshat is going to be a big tircha, a big bother for the guy to untie, to untake these two seals. Now the pshat is, it could be done. This is something that a guy could do. It's only there's a big bother in doing it. So the pshat is, since there's such a bother to do it, we say the guy will not do it. We'll soon see why today it's different. We'll soon see. Another case is, he seals it down and he puts the chasima there. If he cannot do this, then let him take Rashi's kofa sal, let him take another basket on top of the same type of thing, on top of the basket itself, or mahadik, and press it down tight. That's called Hevi Chaisim Motei Chaisim. He did it very tight, that's like two seals. So, loy mehadik loy hevi chaisim b'tei chaisim. If it's not tight, it's not called a chaisim b'tei chaisim. So Rashi has a mehadik, nichnas b'doyvik piyasal l'vloy etachavis, the chaisim v'loy, why Rashi says, v'loy torach l'ziyuf v'kulihai. A guy will not bother to do so much to unbreak, to untight the top barrel, and then to make loose the cover, that's too hard. But it could be done, just it's too much tircha. So this alone is enough. Another case is, Noid bediskia. If you have a noid, that's a flask, a skin flask. So noid bediskia, another bag. You put the skin flask of wine inside a disc, inside a bag. Now, chasimas pivlamata. If the chasima of the noid is downwards, and then you put on top of the bag, you tie it up, the bag also, that's called the chasim or the chasim. But it's a big bother to untie the top knot of the bag, and then to pull out the flask and to open up the flask, that's a big bother. But Tivla Mala, if the opening of the flask is on top, well, you have the chaisim, then it's not such a big bother. The two seals are right there, the two knots are one next to another. It's no big bother to open up both knots, the knot of the flask and the knot of the bag. That's not called the chaisim, but they chaisim. Yeah. The rest is also the same thing. If the knot is downwards, it's too much of a bother to go untie the top one, then pull out the bottom one, untie the bottom one. It's too much of a tircha. So it's a question only of tircha, it's too much of a bother. But for sure it could be done. Let's see a little bit more. But if you bend over the opening on top, legav downwards inside, Fitzarin, you tie it down there, v'choysim, have a choysim b'tei choysim. Again, this would be considered choysim b'tei choysim, because then again, it's a big bother to untie. So Ramosha is at the south, in the chubas, the medayak like this. Like here, it's only mashma, the side of a choysim b'tei choysim is, it's a bother to do it. So there's one choysim, mashma, you have a good knot there. But anybody could untie the knot. So that alone is not enough. If you have like a double knot, real hard to do, then it's called a machlaika, that's good or not. But what's going to be something that's not possible to duplicate? Let's say you have our bottles, our wine bottles, that you untie, you crack the seal. If a guy would uncrack the seal, it's not possible to make it back again. That would be good even with one seal. That's not our Gemara. And the thing that the guy cannot duplicate, that for sure it's a good seal. Here we're only talking about things that the goyim could untie and could make it back together again. The question is how much of a bother it is. But if it's something, a real good seal, that if they open it, it's nicked, it's not possible for them to put it back together again, so that would be worth it even with one seal. That's why I kept a wine bottle, that you untie the top, we have to break. You know what I mean? You have to like break your, make the seal to two pieces. And you have to break it, right, yeah. That would be okay. If there's only a cork there, that's nothing. That's only tircha. So one tircha, the guy maybe would do. But if it's a thing that when you break open and we'll put it back again, it's nicker clearly that it was open, it's not possible for it to duplicate, you have to go back to the kedem, the factory, and have it done there, but we're not sure the guy would do that, then it could be with even one seal, it would be enough. Tana Rabbanan, let's go. Tana Rabbanan like this, Tana Rabbanan. For Rishoyin Ha'yoyim, at the beginning they used to say, Yayin shall Ayin Kushi, the wine that comes from this city, Ayin Kushi, also, you're not allowed to drink the wine from this city. Mefnei Bira Srika, because right next to it was a city that the Goyim lived, and they were not makpid on Maga. So this city of Ayin Kushi would let the Goyim come in and touch their wine. So therefore, the wine of Ayin Kushi is also awesome. Rashi says, Ayin Kushi Mokum Kusim. That was the place that Kusim lived. Kusim, we know, are Jews. Just are not makpid on certain mitzvahs. So you have to be afraid they're not makpid on Maga Atom. They don't mind if Goyim come and touch their wine. So since the next city had Goyim, we have to be afraid when the Goyim come into the city by the Kusim, they will touch the wine. Therefore, the wine of Ayin Kushi is also. The Shel Brakta, same thing also. And the wine that came from the city Brakta also, a city that Kusim lived there, it's also Mefnei Kfar Pashoi. Because the next city were Goyim, and they would let them touch the wine. The Shel Zagdur, also Mefnei Kfar Sholem. Same thing. This city's wine is also because Kusim lived there, and then at Makrit, the neighboring city, the Goyim will touch the wine. Chazulim, then they retracted and said, it depends. Chav Yisuchai Sasuris, if it's an open barrel of wine, and then the wine is also. Then we have to be afraid these Kusim let the Goyim touch the wine. Yeah. But Stumas, as if it's closed, a sealed barrel, then Mutaris, then it's okay. They do not let them touch or open their sealed barrels. So what's the question? What was the Havamina? What do we think at the beginning and what we think at the end? Mikora myself, at the beginning, what do we think? To say it's all also. Well, if Saif Mike is sober, then we say, no, if it's sealed, it's Mutar. Mikora sober, and Kusi Makra Magav is Chavin. A Kusi doesn't care if a guy comes and touches his wine. Therefore, Loshna Psuchas, Loshna Sumas. It does not make a difference whether the barrel is open or closed. Still, we have to be afraid the guy touched the wine. Therefore, it's also b'shti, also b'no. Ulebsayf, at the end we thought, something like this. Kiloi kopid, when is a kusi, when doesn't he care about it? Apsuchas, only if the barrel is open. Because he's going to drink it, he doesn't care what he drinks. But astumas, closed barrels, mikpat kopid, he cares about it. Because the closed barrel he wants to sell to the Jews. And he knows that a Jew would not buy the barrel if a guy touched it. Therefore, he'll be makpid on the closed barrel that he plans to sell or to store, to sell to a guy, to a Jew, not to let a guy touch it. Therefore, stumas are okay. Since the guy, the kusi, plans to steal this barrel and keep it, limchol yisrael to sell to a Jew, minter, he watches it, karnata lushapir, v'yeinu chofet shechshazu yisrael klal. He doesn't want any problems later when he comes to sell it to the Jews. So he'll make sure now it's glat kosher that no guy touched it at all. That's the maskana. If it's a closed barrel, then it's alright. Now the more question, is this true? Ostumus materis, if the barrel is closed, you want to tell me it's okay? Or a minute, I have a question. It sounds like this. Hashale yachovis, shoyayin. If you send your barrel of wine to